Good morning, Fort Worth. It is 6 November. I've got Michael and our new friend Brandon here. How are you guys doing this morning?
Doing great, man. How are you?
I'm whooped. We were on the Jerry Jonestown Massacre last night doing the election coverage, and so I was out late.
What time did you get to bed?
About midnight.
Okay.
I called it early. I'm like, I got to get out of here, guys. I'm so sorry. They wanted to do like a election night marathon. And I'm like, there's no way. Because, I mean, we've got some information now, but we were projecting that it was going to be, you know, Christmas before we actually knew what was going on.
There were going to be some late tallies. I heard it was going to take some time to process because there were so many votes.
Yeah, yeah. It was a good turnout this year.
Yeah.
So Michael is the owner of Hoppin', where we're filming today, just down the street from Doc's Records. 59 taps on the wall, THC seltzers, wine, craft beer, and light beer, which I think you were telling me the Lone Star is like $1.85.
Well, Lone Star is about $1.80 if you pour a full glass.
Yeah, so got all the options and a cocktail bar. So if you don't like any of the stuff on the tap wall, you got a highly trained, excellent bartender ready to serve you up nice drinks.
Hell yeah.
And then Brandon, tell folks at home what you do. We haven't gotten into it a whole lot.
Well, what I've done for the last 7 years.
Pull that mic just a little closer to your face. There you go.
What I've done for the last 7 years is try and attend car meets, car shows, even the car auctions here in Dallas-Fort Worth, and try and document the car culture that's here in Dallas-Fort Worth. So whether it be, like I said, a car meet or a car show, just trying to show people what people are enjoying in automotive enthusiasm.
Excellent. Well, we do a car show annually out at the River Oaks Springfest Car Show for YMCA Camp Carter, and it's always a massive turnout. People love these old cars.
Yeah, I've seen that there's definitely a lot of interest in car culture, and I've been doing this since 2018, and the community has really grown. Something that you see now that you didn't see, say, 4 or 5 years ago is sponsors coming out and people setting up booths and vendors coming to car meets and trying to get their name out because they see a reaction from the community. They see people coming out, and when you have numbers, when you have a big crowd, that's when corporate comes in and goes, we want a part of that.
Yeah, 100%. We had a Sky Viper while you were talking. We've got a Fort Worth Roots traffic helicopter. Mr. Matt Stubbs is out there trying to get a hold of us. Let's see if we can find him real quick.
Hello.
Mr. Stubbs, there you are.
What's up, my man?
Good morning.
Good morning to you. And
bro, we were
Fort Worth Roots Bloody Roots podcast.
We were concerned about you. What happened yesterday?
And I had to go take the old Viper in for repair.
Oh, yeah? Anything we need to know about over here at corporate?
No, you just had to replace a 4000 BX9 valve.
Oh,
you got to take care of them.
Yeah,
of
course. Those go
That's
out.
That's what I thought. Yeah.
Right, yeah. It's a good explanation. Okay, well, what kind of traffic you got out there for us this morning?
All right, man. On I-35 West northbound, expect delays approaching downtown Fort Worth due to some ongoing construction near Northeast 28th Street. Let's see here. On 35 West, let me fly over here real quick. Just going over here on the southbound side of 35. Slowdowns near Alliance due to merging traffic and construction, so you want to watch it around Heritage Trace Parkway. I'd plan for about 10, 15 minutes. Maybe you can check out your Twitter and see all the pissed off Democrats and see what they're saying.
Easy.
Oh, sorry. Whoa.
It's a sensitive subject right now, okay?
Sensitive subject. Okay. I'm sorry, guys.
We're still wrong.
I'm sorry. Still wrong. Did you get no? Never mind.
Hey, go ahead.
Yeah.
No, you go ahead. You go ahead.
Or
you're up there burning fuel.
The traffic while I'm up here burning fuel.
Yeah, yeah.
Eastbound on I-20, delays around Hewlin Street due to road work. And on westbound, there's some construction and congestion between Forest Hill Drive and I-35 interchange. So watch it around there. And then I-30 eastbound, expect delays around Camp Bowie Boulevard and downtown.
Dang. Okay.
I think I'm going to do some loops and try out this new 4000 BX9 that I got put in.
Yeah, is that supposed to boost performance a little bit?
Yes. Do some loop-to-loops, maybe.
It was good hanging with you guys last night on the Jerry Jonestown Massacre podcast for the election coverage. I'm a little bit whooped today.
I know. It was always a party in there, huh?
It was. It was a good time, man. We gotta do it again in 4 years.
Absolutely, sir.
Anything for the folks at home before we get you out of here?
No, just keep listening to the Fort Worth Root Bloody Root podcast, Morning Show. That's what I say.
Appreciate it, brother. All right, well, we'll be looking for you tomorrow for more traffic updates. You take care of Sky Viper for me.
Will do.
All right, brother. See ya. Bye. That is Fort Worth Roots Traffic Helicopter, and that was Mr. Matt Stubbs. He's our field correspondent in the air. Whatever you want to call it.
It's nice that he doesn't have to deal with all that traffic. He can
just fly right over it. Yeah, exactly.
He could have picked me up this morning coming in from the west into Fort Worth.
It's inconsiderate. That's what he is.
Yeah, he could have at least asked.
You know, put the effort in.
Yeah.
All right, so we've got an email call in from our buddy Sam, who hadn't sent us anything this week, so I text messaged him. I'm like, hey man, we miss you, could you send us something in? And I wanted to kind of set this call up before we hit the play button. My buddy Sam is a public speaker and he's got his own podcast. The guy does great in front of a crowd. He has an excellent show, and what I'm trying to get to is that whenever he speaks, it's got a presence to it. He knows what he's doing. He's a professional. And these audio clips that he's been sending me in have been filled with pauses, awkward pauses, gaps, and it sounds kind of clunky. And I want people to know that if Sam wanted to make that audio clip perfect, he could do it because he's got the software for it, he's got the knowledge. But the reason he doesn't do that is because he wants you to see that even though it's not perfect, he's still putting this stuff out. And he has struggled his entire life with dyslexia, trying to manage that situation, trying to learn with this disability. And it's been a lifelong struggle, but he never gives up. And so with that being said, let's hear from our buddy Sam. Don't mess this up, Andrew.
Thank you for listening to the Fort Worth Roots Morning Show. My name is Sam Iscavel, and I got a doozy for you today. As I do these segments, in the beginning, it was difficult. I couldn't read through in one take. I would have a hard time pronouncing this word or that word. And I just had to get it in my head that I'm not going to do it perfect. And so do the best I can, even with a mispronunciation or an awkward pause, just get it done. And I've seen improvement every time I do one of these segments, which leads me to today's topic. And here it is: learning to let go of perfectionism. The first key is this: understanding the pitfalls of perfectionism. Perfectionism can keep us stuck as we spend so much time aiming for flawless results that we forget the value of learning and growth. Key number two: embracing imperfection as a strength. It allows room for imperfection in our lives. It helps us try new things without fear of failure. Being comfortable with good enough fosters resilience and flexibility. Key number three: focusing on progress, not perfection. Progress, even when imperfect, builds momentum and confidence. Moving forward is more valuable than wanting to be perfect all the time. Key number four: redefining success. Success doesn't mean flawless results. It's about growth, learning, and the effort that you put in. Celebrate each step when you're moving forward. The benefits of the good enough mindset shows us how letting go of perfectionism reduces stress, boosts creativity, and enhances productivity. Celebrate your efforts, big or small, and acknowledge that each step forward counts. Remember that progress, not perfection, is what leads to true growth and fulfillment. Take a moment today to reflect on your recent accomplishments, no matter how minor, and to recognize that your journey is valuable in every stage. Y'all have a good day.
Sam S. with the Feld Podcast. They tell the story of people's lives, accomplishments, and struggles through the lens of failure. You can find him on all the streaming services as the Feld Podcast and on Instagram as the _Feld_podcast. Sam, we love you, brother, and those are getting so much better. I mean, as you're sending these to us, I can see the progress. Please keep that up. And you guys saw what I was talking about. Like, he leaves in the pauses and the missteps and things like that. And
it sounded okay to me.
It sounds great. Yeah, but I mean, to make the point, like, you don't have to worry about perfection, but you got to start. You got to keep going. And as he does these, even without over editing or any editing that I could hear, they are getting better. So, to his point, but Michael, when you were putting the final coat of paint on this place, I'm sure there were plenty of opportunities for you to stop and spend more time prepping, but eventually you just had to pull the trigger, right?
You just got to execute, man. yeah, he has a nice voice, you know. Maybe he could be the host of, say, the Fort Roots podcast.
Every morning. I'm just kidding. I've thrown that idea. I've pitched it to him for sure. All right, let's get into the weather this morning. Let's see. Come on, computer. Oh, I bought a new computer yesterday. I went from an HP to a Lenovo. This is the HP. I got the Lenovo over there. I was too nervous.
I was going to say, that's a new computer? You'll probably get your money back.
It's all jacked up, yeah. All right, weather for today. When I rolled in this morning, it was like 48 degrees outside.
It's cool out there.
Yes, I had a hoodie on when I got here, but I stripped that thing off immediately. All right, so this week it's going to be nice and cool. We've got more rain in the forecast for Thursday, 96%. I'm here for it. Bring it. Friday also we have a 70% chance. It's going to stay pretty nice and crisp out there. Tomorrow it's going to be 74 for a high. Friday is 68 for a high. Saturday, 66 for a high. Sunday, 79. And then we move into next week where we have an 80% chance of rain next Wednesday. We'll see how that turns out. It is the National Day of National Nacho Day.
Fantastic. I love nachos.
Got to get behind these national days of, you know, we need to do a National Nacho Day at Hoppin'.
Okay.
that's the best part about being a business owner. Everybody has an idea how to run your business better.
They sure do.
Yeah.
And that's okay.
National Basketball Day. Should we click on that one or keep going? Okay. National Saxophone Day. I'm clicking on it.
Okay.
Oh, National Stress Awareness Day. All right, National Saxophone Day on 6 November. National Saxophone Day is to celebrate on November 6th on the birthday of Antoine Joseph Adolphe Sax, the inventor of the saxophone. This soulful instrument has a rich history and musical range. We love the saxophone and what it brings to both the classical and jazz music worlds. All right, so happy National Saxophone Day. Excellent. All right, on this day in history, 1978, Shah of Iran, Mohammad Reza Pahlavi. I did okay up to that point.
Not bad.
Places the country under military rule, allowing General Ghulam Reza Azari to form a government. Michael, you probably know this, and you might also know this, but Iran used to look a lot different, you know, up until the 70s.
Very
and I
so.
Wonder if that was kind of the inflection point when things changed out there. Might have been. Famous birthdays. I feel like I saw, yeah, Sally Field, 78 today, and she is
78.
Yeah, still rocking it. And Emma Stone, 36. Happy birthday, ladies.
Sally Field. She'll always be the way she was in Mrs. Doubtfire for me.
Really?
Yeah.
Wasn't she Dukes of Hazzard?
Oh, I don't know.
Was that her?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't think so.
No, Sally Fields.
I don't
know. No, Burt Reynolds. What was that? That was
That was Smokey and the
Smokey
Bandit.
And the Bandit. Yeah, I'm so sorry. Please forgive me, Fort Worth.
A jumping car. Still a jumping 70s sports car.
Right. Easy to get those mixed up. All right, Fort Worth news. Fort Worth ISD to debut new pre-K partnership model. The Fort Worth Independent School District is expanding its pre-K partnership by launching a new model where a nonprofit organization will oversee a network of child care centers serving some of the Fort Worth ISD's youngest students. Neighborhood Pre-K, the new program and nonprofit, which is affiliate with Child Care Associates, is slated to begin in the 2025-26 school year and provide working families with child care options beyond traditional school hours. The 3- and 4-year-old students will be dually enrolled in the district's public pre-K program and the child care center. Officials said the program also hopes to serve local child care providers by improving their economic suitabilities. All right. More information on that. We got that story from MSN.com. Star Telegram.
You know, speaking of Fort Worth ISD, their building right here, catty corner from Brahms.
Okay.
That's their old building.
Oh, yeah. And they just flattened
it. They flattened that one.
Control, delete. It's just gone.
Are they going into the old Pier 1 building that's over here?
Well, that's the new city headquarters.
That's the city of Fort Worth. Okay, very good.
Yep. We got some friends over there that got moved over to that office. Nice big building that I don't think we needed, but hey, nobody asked me.
Maybe next time.
Maybe they will.
It's very pretty when you're driving down Belknap.
It's a gorgeous building, yeah. I just don't know why the city needed it. Tropical storm Rafael nears, did I say that right, Rafael?
Yeah.
Nears hurricane strength NHC. Tampa, Florida, tropical storm Rafael continued to strengthen as it headed towards the Cayman Islands on Tuesday, the National Hurricane Center said. Located 105 miles east of Grand Cayman, maximum sustained winds are near 70 miles per hour. Let's see if they've got any. It looks like it's heading straight for New Orleans. It is. It looks like it's going to hit landfall Sunday at 1 p.m. So we'll have to keep you posted on that. But doesn't look like that because it's a Category 1 coming around Havana, and then it goes deeper into the Gulf. They took the number away, so I think that's tropical storm territory. But might bring some more rain, and I'm here for that too. All right, let's see here. Recorded
water
high.
In the Gulf is going to be warm, so it could go too.
It could, yeah, yeah, for sure. That's why we get those damn hurricanes, because that water in the Gulf is so warm. Record high pollution sickens thousands in Pakistan's cultural capital of Lahore. You say it. Lahore?
Lahore. No,
Lahore. Anyway, it's in Pakistan. Record high air pollution in Pakistan, cultural capital, is sending more people to hospitals and private clinics. Doctors said Wednesday as authorities warned a complete lockdown could be imminent if residents fail to don face masks and follow other guidance related to smog. I don't get that. I don't understand why you don't. You cannot go outside or you'll get in trouble because there's smog if you're not wearing a face mask. That's all on that person, right? I mean, COVID, I can get that a little closer to understanding that because you're putting other people at risk. But these
if
people,
I want to breathe smog,
you let me breathe
I'm
that smog.
I'm going to breathe that smog. I like it.
This is Pakistan. I've got rights.
Yeah.
The warning came after residents out on the streets in Lahore, which has a population of 14 million, were seen overwhelmingly without masks. Doctors say most people are complaining of either having a cough or that they feel their eyes are burning.
That smog looks pretty thick in those pictures. I don't know if a mask is going to do it.
Definitely not that mask. Yeah. Absolutely. That does shit.
Definitely not the COVID mask we saw where it's just like a net over your face.
Right, right.
Or a you know, bandana.
Well, that was the rule, right? You just had to have something over your face.
Just something, yeah.
And as much complaining as people did, like best comparison I heard or analogy was if I'm standing next to you and I start to urinate, if I'm wearing pants, it's just going to go down my leg. If I'm not, it's going to go on your leg. So
that's why I always wear pants when I urinate in public.
It's a good policy.
Yeah,
you're not cool unless you pee your pants, so I've heard. Space news.
Call me Miles Davis.
This is then call me Miles Davis. This is a new segment that we've been kind of working in slowly, but space news. I want to do this every day because there's so much going on. China's new rocket for crew and moon launch in 2026. Helsinki, China's Long March 10A rocket is set to have its first flight in 26 in what will be a crucial step in the country's efforts. It was last week. I was almost today years old when I found out that China has its own space station. I didn't know that. And it was embarrassing when I read it and went, what?
There's how many space stations out there now?
Well, so that's a good question. How many space stations are there, Michael?
No one knows.
Nobody knows. There's how would so you many. Know?
Yeah.
Well, the I guess the UN or everybody involved at the ISS, they didn't want China involved on the ISS program because of political reasons. And so China just went, fine, we'll make our own. I mean, that's how rad is that?
Yeah, the well, international space, it's like international with an asterisk, right?
Right.
It's mostly international, yeah.
Yeah, when you're China and you can make decisions unilaterally, you can just say, we're going to build a space station, and the rest of the country goes, we're building a space station.
I get it, but it's not like we're making a wagon to be pulled behind a mule. This is highly technical stuff, and I didn't know that they were advanced enough to just make a space station. That seems like a big technical curve, you know?
Well, I did hear some news that China had already broken. There's a in quantum computing, there's a thing that they're working on with superposition. And I heard that they did get the quantum tunneling down. So China has some technical savvy. They can
I'll have to read into that.
Yeah, they're very good at the quantum tunneling. Yep, I've heard that as well.
Right. Does that have anything to do with the cheap prices of products that they ship over here?
No.
Okay.
No.
All right. Tell us a little bit about your organization, where folks can find you, Brandon.
Yeah. So it's a lot of video stuff that's based on car culture here in DFW. Mm-hmm. I have accounts on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, YouTube. I get on Twitch occasionally.
You've got quite a following on Instagram.
I've got over 3,000, yeah. And I've earned those over the last 7 years. Those are a lot of in-person contacts.
Yeah.
It's me going to car meets and going to car shows, and someone sees me filming their car, and they go, how can I find this video? And then they start following me. So those 3,000 represent actual pounding the ground and shaking hands numbers.
That's important. A lot of people, that fact is lost on them. They think that they're going to meet everybody that's going to spend money at their business by just having an Instagram account. But you really do have to get out there and talk to people
absolutely,
in person.
Absolutely. And I've forged a lot of really great relationships and friendships over the years with event hosts and company owners. And so that's really been seeing me out there and seeing what I'm doing. I'm trying to support car culture. I'm trying to support the anti-takeover and the chill community, and people see that I'm not just trying to, you know, sell a shirt or whatever. I'm really just trying to show support for the local car community.
Yeah.
What is the anti-takeover thing? What is that?
Okay, so takeovers are where they get an intersection and they block it off, and then someone does donuts and they shoot off fireworks, and so that's a takeover. That's where somebody has no permission. You haven't talked to any businesses.
It's an open street.
It's just an open. You're blocking traffic and you're causing an issue.
Big asshole move.
Yeah, very much so. Very much so.
And it sounds fun, though.
It does sound fun.
It is very exciting.
Yeah. Makes for great content.
It makes for a lot of followers.
Yeah.
But there's a movement now in DFW that's been going on for several years, and it's we can get you a venue. They just a place called Urban Racing and an organization called Monday Night Madness just rented Texas Motor Speedway for an event. And so if you want to do donuts, we have a burn pit. If you want to drift, we have a drift track. If the things that you want to normally do in an intersection that's disturbing other people's road, we'll hold an event, you pay us a couple of dollars, and then you can come to Texas Motor Speedway and do those things.
That's awesome.
Safely. You can get all the content that you want of doing it, and everybody can enjoy themselves. And you don't have to worry about risking, you know, getting in an accident or hurting someone, because there's rules involved there. Mm-hmm. When you're at Texas Motor Speedway, you're not going to be careless.
Yeah. So. Well, and people are getting murked on the streets a lot more frequently since COVID. I've got this from some insider knowledge through various police departments. But the number of fatalities that you see in, like, say, a quarter has gone up, like, tenfold. People are just driving like maniacs, and I don't know. It's crazy. So it's good to hear that somebody's taking the jackasses off the road and giving them a positive outlet to do those things.
That's I definitely excellent. See an impact that they're making as far as, like you said, the way I refer to it is they're kind of creating like a release valve.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they're letting those people that, oh, well, I want to shoot flames out of my car, but I can't do it anywhere. Well, you can do it at this event.
Yeah.
I want to do donuts or I want to do burnouts. Well, you can do that. You can do that at this event. The one that they did for Good Guys, they had a burnout event where you can just do a burnout. Mm-hmm. And so they're really making these available events for people that normally would want to do those things but didn't have somewhere to do it, or was, well, I have to go to a takeover if I want to do this.
Yeah.
And now they're able to go to other events, and it's safe, and it's regulated, and you know, you can have fun, and you can film. You don't have to worry about being dangerous.
That's awesome, man. What's your Instagram so that people have that?
So it's M0T1V3_auto, A-U-T-O.
Excellent.
And that's, you can use that on Instagram, you can use it on Facebook,
that's
TikTok,
the way to do it.
YouTube,
yeah.
Park Up Front,
excellent.
Xbox.
See, or if you need a new Wi-Fi password,
yeah.
Use there too.
Use that.
Brandon, I got a question for you. What are you doing tomorrow night at 7 o'clock?
Tomorrow night, I hopefully am available.
Okay, well then
check the old calendar.
Michael, you want to tell them what's going on here at Hoppin tomorrow at 7 o'clock?
Well, if you like craft beer, Brandon, we have something for you. So tomorrow we're launching our first of what we hope to be a regular monthly event. So Collins Reet is our local beer expert. He's an advanced Cicerone.
Cicerone.
Yeah.
Struggling with that yesterday.
So he's one of eight, I believe, in the state of Texas. And so we're honored to have him here. And so he's going to have everybody, he's going to do about an hour-long class. He's going to talk through four different beers that we have on the wall here. Super cool beers. I think most of them are local to DFW or Texas, but he's going to, you know, everybody's going to get a taste of the beer. He's going to give you a background story of the hops or the brewery or the notes you should expect. It's going to be really cool. So it's $25 at the door. That gets you the hour-long class.
And you're saying it's
a tasting
40-person cap?
We have a 40-person cap. I don't know if that made it in all the ads that we have out there. So I hope it's a problem. I hope it's a problem we have that we have more than 40. I'm sure we'll figure it out. But we figured 40 would just give it enough people to where not too many people to where, you know, he can sort of talk to everybody,
right,
and make it more of an intimate and personal event. But it's going to be cool. It's going to be great.
If you went to school in Texas, elementary or high school, whatever, you know how complicated it gets whenever you have more than 40 people in a classroom.
Yep.
And one teacher. So
yep.
I think that's smart.
Yep. No bathroom breaks. You better raise your hand if you have a question.
Cell phones better not come out of those bags.
Yep. So they'll zip tie their legs to the chair leg, and then you're in for the 40. You just have to.
Oh, that's right. You went to school in California.
Yeah, they just zip tie.
We haven't implemented that, but I like that idea. I
like,
think we're going to start doing
and
it.
The
I think
teacher's
we're just
the only one that's allowed to have the scissors.
That's a great. We'll probably do that with everybody from now on in Hoppin.
You just zip
all
tie.
Guests.
You just zip tie the one leg.
Yeah, no, that's
and then
great.
They just kind of.
I got a couple of things, and then we got to get out of here, folks. So our drawing this week is for a Fort Worth Roots tumbler. It's got the logo on it, stainless steel, got a lid, really cool stuff. We're doing another 50-minute foot spa from the Body Scrubbery, and Fort Worth Roots is going to put $50 in the bag. So here's how it works. We'll go to our Instagram, Fort Worth Roots, on all platforms. Find the pinned post at the top of our Instagram page. It's got a picture of the tumbler in it, and I recount all the details about the drawing, but just comment on it and we will put a tag ticket inside the spinny thing, and then we'll draw it. If you don't win this week, we're gonna call it out on the show tomorrow morning. If you don't win this week, your name stays in the spinny thing, so you got chances to win as we move forward, and these are going to get bigger and better until we're just giving away cars, microwaves, and airplanes.
And you get a car. And you get a car.
You get a microwave. Yeah.
Modern appliances.
Modern appliances of the future.
You know, in a couple of years, you'll be giving away robots.
I hope so. I'm here for it.
The new digital overlords?
Mm-hmm.
I'm down.
Well, listen, if this Sounds bad. This is not how the headline should read, but if I can buy a servant for $30,000, this thing folds laundry, it can clean the house, it can clean up dog shit. I mean,
imagine this. Imagine you have like a physical job where you go, maybe a warehouse job, but instead of continuing to go to that job,
you just send your robot.
You buy a robot and you send him to the job.
Excellent. Just rent it out.
Thanks to that quantum tunneling. I mean, that's going to make it happen.
Thank you, China.
That's right.
Yeah.
Thank you, China.
Okay, and then the last thing. I had to get the political thing out of the way. I have one political statement today after last night's barrage of bullshit that we watched for hours on the Jerry Jonestown Massacre as we called out the states when they went blue, when they went red. Here's my political statement. Take note of the power of podcasting, because I think that the real winner this election were the podcasters. I saw Dana White on an interview this morning on the way here, talking about all the people that made the win possible, and it's because that guy spent so much time going to all the major podcast characters and devoting time to long-form conversation, the long-form format, and getting to talk about all the political issues. And I think that might very well be the win. The factor that won the election was podcasts. So take note, folks.
So next election, you're going to have presidential candidates on Fort Worth Roots?
I don't know if I want to go that deep.
Okay.
But I'm here to support all of our local communities, our 501Cs, our small business owners, and anybody that's doing anything to improve our community. If you're out there gigging, playing music, if you're an artist, if you're an author, and you're inside the Fort Worth area, anything west of, you know, Dallas is good. You're part of the Fort Worth family, so
west of 360.
I'm going to lump Grand Prairie in there just in case.
Take Grand Prairie?
Yeah, okay. We'll take Grand Prairie, but no further. That's the line.
Do we go to Weatherford?
Oh yeah, yeah. Okay. We'll go to Weatherford. Okay. We like Weatherford.
Well, we got to do the Peach Festival.
I don't. You like peaches?
I yeah.
Right, guys. We went long today. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Fort Worth Roots Morning Show. Hold on a minute. Michael, you got anything?
Live music this weekend, 7 p.m., last to the station.
Okay.
Is that
late
to the station, excuse
yeah,
me.
Yeah, I set that up. I should pencil that in there.
Yep, for sure. Yep.
Late to the Station is an excellent duo. Lots of original content. I asked them to play some covers for us, but they'll be here at Hoppin'. If you have not seen Carrie and Paul Smith from Late to the Station, do not miss it. Brandon. Closing notes.
Closing notes are, if you are a part of the automotive enthusiast community, drive safe.
Drive safe. Absolutely. Thank y'all both for being here. Ladies and gentlemen, we will see you tomorrow morning. Moving forward through the day, I hope that you will choose love and gratitude every chance you get. Till next time. Good day. She got that soul, and she gave it to me. So she got that soul.